The executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association, Richard Pearson. Richard, how are you this morning, pal? Good?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, you mind if I tell you a story? I want to tell you a story.
Okay.
I got a friend of mine who works at a music format. And he's doing, you know, in January, and of course, he's doing his, you know, he's a shticky guy. He's like, hey, man, you know, here's the new laws for Illinois in 2019. And he's going down this list of laws, and he mentions that you have to wait 72 hours to purchase any gun in Illinois. And he said his phones lit up and people were adamant. How did that happen? When did that happen? I didn't know that happened. What? How? You can't do that. I mean, he says you couldn't believe the reaction.
They did do that. The Chicago Democrats pushed that through. And people got to understand that they now control about 60% of the legislature and the governorship. So anyway, so we had to make a choice, 72 hours for long guns or no one under 21 could purchase a firearm. So
ended up at 72 hours as opposed to
any 72 hours
as so, opposed to you can be
and the other problem was that they wanted to the other problem was they wanted to make some guns 72, some guns 24, but they didn't know what they were talking about, so everybody would have been in trouble, including the firearm dealers, because nobody knew their definitions.
One that I have been watching very closely, and the very reason why I asked you to join me today, is that Senate President John Cullerton brought his motion to reconsider Senate Bill 33-7. That's the gun dealer licensing bill. This had been vetoed by Governor Rauner, but the lame duck session, they brought it back up. Is that where we can pick it up with you, Richard?
Well, they never sent it to Governor Rauner, actually. They passed the bill, but they never sent it to Rauner. Then they put a hold on the bill, which is only supposed to be used for technical problems. But then they sent it, but they did it for political reasons. So day before yesterday, they sent it on to the governor. And, of course, Pritzker takes office on Monday. And so Pritzker will probably wind up signing that bill. Got to remember, when they send the bill to the governor, that doesn't mean it happens right away. It takes several days to get that bill over to him, because they have to enroll the bill and so forth and so on. And so it's going to wind up on Pritzker's desk, and he's going to sign it, probably.
Now, this is non-typical because the legislature that passed it, the governor wasn't in office, and people are taking exception to that particular portion of this story.
That's true. We've seen this, so this is a problem. But we don't see any prohibition against it in the Illinois Constitution. So the courts will have to decide, but my guess is that it will stick.
All right. When it comes to the incoming session, and you mentioned this almost right off, Richard, that at the sheer proportions when it comes to Democrats in control in the legislature and, of course, every state office, so supermajorities in both houses as well, I know you've been in Springfield. You've had your ear to the ground. I suspect this gun dealer licensing bill is not the only thing on the agenda at this point, because if Democrats want it, they can get it.
We're going to see all kinds of really bad gun bills come in, different kinds of bans and ammo taxes and who knows what. And so we'll be fighting those all the way, but we're going to need all the help we can get, I'm going to tell you right now.
Richard, you know, they're trying to put the National Rifle Association out of business. They're trying to put you out of business, too?
Of course.
How?
It's not working very well, but they're trying.
That's a concern for you going forward?
No. We're going to go forward. We have a solid base. We have 25,000 members. We need 50 or 100, but we're going to go forward, and we're going to fight this as far and as long as we can and as hard as we can.
You know, there is a level of hypocrisy that goes on in the state of Illinois, and I would hold this up as an example, and I'd like you to tell the story. I'll get to the beginning of it. And this is Edward Burke. Ed Burke, he is a Chicago alderman, and has been for like 50 years, right? And he has taken some rather strong positions in Chicago about not having access to guns. I mean, he's really been anti-gun all the way around. But when they raided his office on this pay-to-play scheme, they found something interesting.
Yeah, they found 23 firearms in his office, which is a public office, by the way. But then they found some more in his home. He has a home in Wisconsin and one in Illinois. And I guess there's more there, and he's got to get rid of all those. One important thing to note, too, that his wife, Ann Burke, is a justice on the Illinois Supreme Court.
Didn't know that. FBI found 23 firearms in his office and home on the day of the raid from a guy who literally wanted legislation that if you don't have handguns or long guns, each one had to be registered every single year. That was just one of the ideas that he had. And they even, you know, I mean, he was literally wanting muzzle loaders. Everything was it going to be colluded. Every person had to take a handgun safety course, even if they were a registered muzzle loader. This guy was anti-gun, but apparently embraced the ownership, didn't he?
Well, it's the elitist idea, you know. It's okay for me, but not you.
Right.
After all, you're just a citizen. Who cares about you anyway, right?
Right. So, on this this Senate bill, motion to reconsider the gun licensing law, after I got off the phone with you earlier this week, I called a friend of mine who works at a gun store, and he says, you know, the level of redundancy, I think people don't understand how much we already do. This new piece of legislation in D.C., every single gun ownership has to be have a background check. I think family maybe is accepted. I'm not going to swear to that. But, you know, when you look at some of these items, and if you're working inside the gun industry, you know, gun sales, you realize that you're being piled on when it comes to redundancy, if nothing else.
Oh, sure. That's the idea. They're just trying to run you out of the gun ownership business by piles of paperwork and expense, of course.
And you know what seems to kind of push that up? Is this gun bill, if it stays the same, which I'm assuming it is since it was the old gun legislation, if you own a huge box store, you don't have to have a vault. It's not for somebody who can afford it, you don't have to buy one. For the guy who's trying to do this for a living, you do. It seemed to be going after the small guy really first, didn't it?
It is, yeah, sure. There's several goals. One is to make firearms expensive. The other is to cut off supply, so make it hard to buy a gun. You know, you might only be able to buy one at Bass Pro or Cabela's or Shields or someplace like that, some of the big stores, maybe Dunn's or something like that down in your area. But
right. But
all the small guys would be driven out eventually.
You know, he was telling me, we were talking about online gun sales, and when I was on the phone, he says, man, you know, buy a gun online, it has to be shipped to a federal dealer, and then you pick it up from them. They don't send it to your home. I mean, you know, and people have all these misimpressions that I can go online and buy whatever type of weapon and have it delivered to my front porch. That's not the case. And there is a lot of, there's always a need for education, isn't there?
Well, that's true, but the other side knows that. They're just simply lying about it.
Right.
So you know that.
They're
liars. And they know the truth. They know that this doesn't help, but they are after everyone's individual firearms. And so, the ISRA's job is to stand in the way, stand between them and you. That's our job.
You know, and more, I hear the word confiscation in other states, too. We're confiscating guns. We're going to confiscate them. You know, you can bring them in or we're going to confiscate.
They've already killed one person in Maryland over that.
Right.
So, but sooner or later, somebody's going to start shooting back, and then the whole place may go up. Who knows?